The consequences of another recession would be severe for the nation's small businesses. This week, we've been hearing from small businesses across the country, and today we go to Pacific Washington, about an hour or so southeast of Seattle. Their Precision Ironworks fabricates steel used in construction projects. Despite the weak economy, Precision is hoping to expand, but as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, government rules and regulations are making that more difficult.
Steve Layton, a large and outgoing guy, has been presiding over Precision Ironworks since the company was founded 20 years ago. His presidential office, a modest space upstairs above the factory, is filled with blueprints and construction drawings.
So if you think about having a drawing that would show how bits and pieces go together, we actually fabricate the pieces, the columns, beams, bracing. If you think about a skeleton of a building, that's what we produce.
We head out the door and down the stairs to the production area. About 35 workers cut huge sheets of metal into somewhat smaller pieces. They weld and they paint, and then use giant forklifts to transfer finished products to trucks and barge trailers for shipping to project sites.
How many more pieces do we have for that barge? Is that the last one?
That's the last one, and yeah. I also have a stair load going out tomorrow.
Tony Owens is the shop foreman.
We got probably one of the best groups I've ever been around. Good workers, good guys in general, makes the job a lot easier.
So staff is key.
Big time.
One of those staffers is Mitch Marcille.
I've been doing this since I was in high school, and I'm in my 50s now, and I wouldn't mind doing it until the day I could retire.
But finding workers like him is difficult. For months, the company's been advertising several job openings without much success. Precision says there isn't much interest in gritty, physically demanding work. And staffing is just one of many challenges facing Precision Ironworks as it tries to double its revenues from about $10 to $20 million a year. A state law that's been on the books for well over half a century says that on state-funded projects, Washington companies have to pay their workers something called the prevailing wage. It's an hourly rate set by the government. But as Precision's president, Steve Layton, explains, companies in states like Idaho and Utah, which don't have prevailing wage laws, can pay their workers less.
It puts us at such a disadvantage. There could be a project right out in our back door out here that I can't get because a company in Utah gets such a competitive advantage by not having to pay these rates.
Layton says that's just what happened a few months ago when he bid on a large middle school project in a nearby county.
It was about a 10 or 12,000 man-hour project, one that was right up our alley. We beat out all the other of our competitors in this state, felt that we had a good number. We got beat out by three out-of-state companies.
Prevailing wage rules were put in place so workers would get a living wage. But on a job like this one, Layton says, the difference could be $10 an hour per worker. State Senator Steve Conway agrees the rules can make it difficult for companies like Precision to compete against out-of-state companies.
It does have unintended consequences. You know, we need to figure out a solution to this.
For now, at least, Precision is likely to bid on fewer state-funded projects, and that means fewer choices and chances to win large contracts close to home. The company is now looking for projects in places like Alaska and Guam. There are other rules and regulatory hurdles, too. Washington Secretary of Commerce Rogers Weed says things like environmental standards can be harder on small companies than large ones.
Complying with regulations is something that adds burden to small businesses, and they can't, if you will, amortize that cost across a larger base of business and employees.
But more than anything else, the biggest factor in Precision Ironworks' success and potential for growth is the economy. If it doesn't pick up, there will be even fewer projects, and the profit margins that have already slid from about 20% to 5% could fall even further. Still, company president Steve Layton is hopeful.
I don't think it's scary. I don't think I'd be doing this if it was scary. If I was looking through the rearview mirror, I think that I would just pack it up and go. But I guess I believe in what we're doing here.
And he says that means helping blue-collar workers provide for their families. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.